Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. As believers, we often seek direction for decisions, relationships, and life's challenges, hoping to understand God's specific purpose for us. However, the process of discerning His will isn't always immediate. It involves prayer, study of Scripture, listening to the Holy Spirit, and sometimes simply being still and patient in faith. You see, waiting on God to reveal His will can be a profound experience rooted in trust, patience, and spiritual discernment. It requires faith and an open heart, trusting that God's timing and plans are always perfect, even when they are unclear. Through the journey of waiting, you learn to surrender your desires and trust that God, in His infinite wisdom, will lead you on the right path when the time is right. In today's message titled, Waiting for God's Will, Evangelist Paul Acqua discusses the importance of being open to the unfolding of God's perfect will in His perfect time.
God has a desire for our lives. And having that desire, He not only wants us to know what it is, but He's committed to showing us what His will and purpose and plan are. And I tell you, that's true of a person who's made this first decision. And what is this first decision? That's when a person received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Bible says several things have happened. And I will mention some of them. We are forgiven of our sins. We are redeemed by His blood. We are justified, declared no longer unrighteous. We are sanctified. An important thing that I want to talk about in this message is set apart for Him. So that being true, God wants to enable us to become everything He has in mind every day of our lives if we will follow Him and if we will wait on Him to reveal His will for our lives. Hallelujah. So no matter what you want to do, never rush ahead of God to do it. You will never go wrong waiting on God. Wait for the Lord, because most of the time it takes courage to wait. Sometimes it takes more courage to wait than to make a move. Do I have the courage to wait on the Lord when I don't know the outcome, when I don't know the end result? If you are obeying God, the outcome is His responsibility anyway. The Bible says in Psalms 27 verse 14 that, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So it takes courage, my friend. It takes patience. And certainly it takes faith to wait on the Lord. You must be willing to believe that whatever He says is the best for you. That's very important. The end result is going to be for your own good. Yes, if God has spoken, He knows better than you do. And so the outcome is going to be very good. And the people around you will also experience that goodness. So it's so important that we wait on the Lord until He reveals His plans, will, and purposes for our lives. One of the main reasons people fail to walk God's path or fail to do the things that God wants them to do is because we fail in our courage to wait. I decided a long time ago that this was how I'm going to operate. I am going to obey God, because if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. God is merciful. And so if I fail obeying God, that's all right, because what He thinks is far more important than what people think. But let me tell you, listen carefully, you are not going to fail obeying God, not at all. You may get a lot of rejection, you may get a lot of criticism or other kind of things, but you haven't failed when you have obeyed God. You just have to decide in your life what's going to be the determining factor in your decision making. I'm going to obey God no matter the outcome. I trust that my unconditional loving Father will see me through any situation, any circumstances that I find myself in, no matter what. Therefore, I will wait until He reveals His plans for my life before I take a step. Let me refer you to a scripture in Galatians chapter 1, reading from verse 11. This is Apostle Paul speaking. He said, "For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, for I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ." Did you hear that? Say he was not taught of it, but he received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. "For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my father. But when he who had set me apart before I was born and called me by his grace was pleased to reveal his son in me so that I might preach him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later I returned to Damascus." Hallelujah. This Apostle Paul speaking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So we can see from this passage of scripture that we were set apart before we were born for something. Hallelujah. Let me tell you that all of us, every single one of us, we were set apart before we were even born for something. We all need to know the will of God for our lives. I tell you, when you do the will of God, you cannot lose. Don't do your own thing, but walk the path God has for you. When we follow His will, we get the best God has for us. It's so important. Paul said, "When He called me by His grace and was pleased to reveal His Son in me in order that I might preach Him among the Gentiles," he said, "I did not immediately consult with anyone." And I love that. My friend, get alone with the Lord for His revelation knowledge. So after Paul's conversion and healing, he didn't go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before him. He did not go to see any of them, but went into Arabia to seek the Lord for direction. We can learn from that. "But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son in me so that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being." Hallelujah. Can you learn from that? So important. He waited on the Lord for direction. So before he met with any of the other apostles, he went off alone for 3 years to really find his place in God. And I think all of us should do that. Not going to Arabia necessarily, but to wait on the Lord for direction, for his revelation knowledge. He got alone with the Lord to receive revelation knowledge from him as to what to do. God requires our attention, my friend. We should be giving Him our attention. Don't attempt to do anything without first hearing God speak into your heart. The clear word, the clear outline of how and when to do it. Then receiving the clear open door to do what He is calling you to do. You see, when God called me, I didn't go and ask people if they thought it was all right. If you don't do what you are supposed to be doing, my friend, if you just letting people dictate to you, tell you what to do, you are not going to be happy. Running from God is not a happy place to be. You can ask Jonah. Paul says he was not impressed by people. He didn't have to hang out with the important people to feel good about himself. He already knew who he was. So if somebody didn't like what he was doing, it didn't concern him that much. So verse 18 says, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing to you is no lie. So Paul was saying, look, that's what I did. I separated myself, waited on the Lord for direction 3 years before I went to see any of the apostles. So after 3 years, he went to present himself to Peter for 15 days. That's what the text of scripture is telling us. It wasn't that he wasn't doing anything, but it's obvious that he didn't need the approval of man. As a matter of fact, he didn't really want to be affected by everybody else's opinion of what he should be doing. So he got alone with God to get real clarity and get a real foundation in his life of what God wanted him to do. Hallelujah. And I remember when God first called me to do what I was doing, I tried everything that I could try to get around other people that were preaching and had big ministries. I had a big vision, so I would try and make appointment with people, and they would not let me see them. I was desperate. I wanted somebody to tell me what to do. I wanted somebody to tell me how to do what I was doing. And it happened so many times that I finally got what I should do. God said, I don't want you to go getting from them what you should do. I want you to get it from me. God doesn't want you to go and be a copy of somebody else. Wait on him to reveal his plan to you. Never give up on yourself if you know what God has spoken to you. Your biggest honor is to do what God has called you to do and not to live for yourself or be a copycat. Have faith that you can do the impossible. If God has spoken, it will come to pass. Therefore, in the midst of misunderstanding, in the midst of persecution, let us endeavor to stay the course. Let his call on our lives be the driving force and consuming passion to carry us to the expected end that God wants for us. He's got a great plan for us. He planned for our lives before we were born. And that's what we got to do. So let me ask you, have you found God's plan for your life? If not, why not? If you have, why don't you just look more closely at what God has asked you to do and carry it out with his anointing and guidance? That's what you have to do. You will know that you have found your purpose in God when, as a believer, you are totally committed to spreading the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. That's what the Apostle Paul said. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God unto salvation. My friend, let us wait on God so that he will reveal his plan for us. He's not hiding anything from you. It's just a matter of separating yourself, getting alone with the Lord, and be conscious that he speaks all the time. His voice is speaking. He's ready to reveal his plans to you. I'm telling you, if you will find time for him, he will reveal to you, and you can spread the gospel. You can do what you're supposed to do to bring glory to his name. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, the first step of hearing God's voice is actually giving your life to him and he becoming your Lord and Savior. And then you will continue to renew your mind with the word of God. He's going to open your spiritual eyes and ears and speak to you, bring his revelation knowledge to you. And I tell you, your life will never be the same. You will live and glorify him. And so if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.